So we're going to do a period of sitting meditation. But before we begin that, I'm going to read you a part of the Satipatthana Sutta that describes what we're going to work on next. And how, monks, does one in regard to feelings abide contemplating feelings? And this is feeling tone as opposed to emotions. Here, when feeling a pleasant feeling, one knows, I feel a pleasant feeling. When feeling an unpleasant feeling, one knows, I feel an unpleasant feeling. When feeling a neutral feeling, one knows, I feel a neutral feeling. When feeling a worldly pleasant feeling, one knows, I feel a worldly pleasant feeling. When feeling an unworldly pleasant feeling, one knows, I feel an unworldly pleasant feeling. When feeling a worldly unpleasant feeling, one knows, I feel a worldly unpleasant feeling. When feeling an unworldly pleasant feeling, one knows, I feel an unworldly pleasant feeling. And when feeling a worldly neutral feeling, one knows, I feel a worldly neutral feeling. When feeling an unworldly neutral feeling, one knows, I feel an unworldly neutral feeling. And one way to interpret worldly versus unworldly is a bodily sensation versus a mental sensation. Yeah. So one feeling that you feel in response to a sensation in the body. And we can also have unpleasant mental experiences, right? And we can have pleasant mental experiences. Neutral mental experience. So it's knowing, is this sensation of pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral in the sensations of the body? Or is this a pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral sensation that's in the mind? Right. So we're going to make that distinction. And so what we're going to do is something called a body scan. And the idea is to just notice what the sensation is, what the feeling tone is. The Pali word for that is vedana, or vedana. And to notice, what am I noticing? Is it pleasant? Is it unpleasant? Or is it neutral? And if another sensation comes up somewhere else that we're not at, just make a mental note to yourself. Don't worry, I'll get there. I'll come to you in a minute. Hang on. And then come back to where we're at. Yeah. So the idea is we're just going to like say, okay, I'm postponing you, but when I get to you, I'll give you attention. So again, I invite you to gently close your eyes. Inviting the attention into the body. And just beginning with a couple of slow, deep breaths. Again, just the invitation. Invite the mind to connect into the body. So as you're exhaling, you might let any kind of tension or tightness just relax. again. It's not forcing anything to happen, but just inviting. And the idea is that we're just receptive to what's here. Allowing the breath to return to its natural rhythm. Again, there's no right or wrong way of experiencing. It's just whatever you're experiencing. And some areas of the body we may not have ever noticed before. So if you don't feel anything, that's okay. You can notice that as neutral. So we're going to start at the very top of the head. And just placing your attention there. Maybe a square inch or two. Just notice if there's any sensation there that you notice. It might be tingling, it might be pulsing, it might be temperature, it might be heat or coolness. Whatever physical sensation you notice at the top of your head. And then notice if that's pleasant or unpleasant or neither. And in the noticing whether it's pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, notice if there's a wanting it to be different. If it's neutral, maybe kind of wishing that we would move faster. If it's pleasant, maybe wishing that it would stay like this. Or if it's unpleasant, maybe wishing that we could move on or wishing it would be different. So just noticing your reaction to the sensations. So we're going to move. We'll start to the left of that spot that you started at. And notice if you have any sensations there. And we're going to go in a clockwise direction. So moving a little bit to the right and forward. Notice any sensations there. Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. Moving a little more to the right, maybe about the middle of the head, middle of the scalp, noticing sensations, reactions. Moving a little more to the right. Continually spiraling around. Connect with that spot. Give it a moment or two. See if you can notice any sensations. Coming around towards the back of the head. back of the top of the head. Moving down to maybe just above the ear. Noticing sensations there. Coming across the forehead. Above the left eye. Moving across the forehead to the right, above the right eye. Gradually coming to the area above the right ear. Coming around the back of the head. Noticing changes in temperature, sensation. Coming across the left ear. Notice what it's like to feel the ear. Coming across to the left eye. Noticing the sensation of the eyelid, the eye itself. Noticing pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. Reactions to that. Noticing the bridge of the nose. Noticing the right eye, sensations of the eyelid, the eye. Moving to the right temple. Right ear. Coming around the nape of the neck. Noticing the sensations at the base of the skull, the the neck joins the skull. Right cheek, the jaw, moving around the back of the neck. Noticing the pressure of the lips touching. Tracing along the collar line of the back of the neck, upper shoulder. And if you drift off, just come back. Coming towards the right shoulder. Noticing sensations there. Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. Coming around the upper shoulder, along the back, the top. top of the shoulder blade. Across the left collarbone, and then bring your attention to the top of the right arm. Slowly circling around the top of the arm, under the armpit, noticing the sensations there, maybe warmth, pressure. Slowly traveling down across the arm from the front of the arm to the back. Inching your way down towards the elbow. Letting go of any other distractions. Coming back. Maybe noticing coolness. Coming to the inside of the elbow, the front of the elbow. Circling around to the forearm. In the back of the forearm. Progressing around in a circle down towards the wrist. Noticing sensations of pressure where the arm might be in contact with your body. or the sensation of air where it's not in contact. Noticing the wrist, bring your attention into the palm of the hand. Bringing your attention to the littlest finger, all the way to the very tip. And then coming back to the left shoulder. Progressing down that arm. Noticing the armpit, maybe the difference in temperature, pressure, noticing pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. Maybe noticing the weight of your clothes on the arm. Moving down the forearm towards the wrist. Noticing points of contact. Bringing the attention into the left hand. Sensing each finger, starting with the thumb. if you notice that you're getting sleepy or dull, take a deeper in-breath. Or open the eyes. Finishing with the last finger, the left hand. Come back to the chest. And notice the sensations across the chest as you progress from left to right. Maybe noticing the sensation of the clothing on your body. Or the movement of the ribcage. Moving across the back from left, right to left. Across the shoulder blades. Maybe noticing tension, tightness. Again, noticing pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. Get lost, just come back to the body. Coming back around from the left rib cage and around the front. Noticing the movement of the ribs as you breathe. Coming through the mid-back. The spine. To the bottom of the ribcage and across the belly, across the diaphragm. Moving down to around the back of the waist. Maybe noticing the clothes that are around the waist. Tightness. place if there's tension or tightness, or if the belly can move freely. Notice any reactivity to that. Letting go as best you can. Any thoughts or stories. Coming down to the hips. The tops of the buttocks. At the hip, across the pelvis, and across the buttocks. Noticing the pressure, the contact with the seat, the cushion. Noticing sensations of pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Going down around the left leg, around the thigh. Noticing the sensations of the back of the thigh contacting the chair or the cushion. The front of the thigh, maybe noticing the sensation of the clothing or the contact with your hands or your arms. Staying grounded in the body. Coming to the knee, noticing any sensations as you traverse the knee. Noticing the sensations there. Around the front of the shin. to the calf. Bringing the attention down to the left ankle. Feeling the front of the ankle. And around the back. Around the instep. Heel, maybe the contact of the foot against the floor or against the cushion. Noticing the arch of the foot. Across the top of the foot. Noticing the ball of the foot. Noticing each toe. Maybe you've never felt the littlest toe. Notice what sensations are there. Coming back to the right thigh, progressing down that leg. Sounds to come and go. Staying connected in the body. Noticing the sensations in the back of the thigh, maybe the contact, the chair or cushion. Top of the thigh. Noticing your clothing or a hand or arm in contact. Noticing the right knee and the sensations across the top of the knee. Shin. The leg or foot is falling asleep. Notice the sensations in the leg or the foot. Notice if there's a reaction. Maybe wanting to move or wanting to change. See if you can stay just with the sensations. Just with the noticing, unpleasant, pleasant, neutral. Noticing the ankle. Of the foot. Top of the foot near the toes. Maybe noticing the contact of the foot against the floor, the cushion. Noticing the ball of the foot. Beginning with the big toe, slowly moving down through each toe, noticing the sensations, noting pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. And then coming back to just sensing the whole body. Did you notice your reactions to what was happening? Yeah. One of the things that was really interesting for me the first time, actually one of the times when I was doing this practice, was how much reactivity I might have to a particular sensation. And if it was somewhere else in the body and I could just stay where I needed to stay and just bring the attention there, I could usually go through it and realize, wow, you know, that's all just because I want to focus on this other place. Sometimes we learn that we can actually, you know, defer some of that. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes, you know, one part of us will start screaming at us. I mean, we can see how that works. Noticing that unpleasant triggers, wanting to move, wanting to change, wanting to fix. Yeah. And then pleasant might be, wow, you know, oh, this feels good. And sometimes we want to sink into that. So sometimes we might even space, you know, it gets to a place where, oh, I don't feel anything here, and this is kind of nice, and it's warm and comfortable, and it's dark. So we can notice our reactions around that.
Did I notice there's so many different, sensations, really get in touch, especially at the beginning. By the end, I was kind of falling asleep a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a little resistance to that, but it was still pretty deep. And
right.
I really stayed most of the time with it.
Right.
Much more so at the beginning. I was amazed how much there was.
Yeah. And this can be a really interesting, you know, it's an interesting meditation to play with. Sometimes when the mind is really busy and active, bringing your attention to just slowly going through the body can help calm the mind, to let go of the distracting stories. I went pretty slow. You can actually do this in a faster path, where you can just kind of go as if you're just sweeping from top to bottom. And sometimes that's just helpful. So you can play with the speed at which you do it, but just to notice how reactivity comes up around the different sensations. And how sometimes you'll go to a body part that you don't feel anything, and you're like, Right. Oh gosh, I don't know what that feels like. I don't even know what that is.
Right.
To notice that. To notice sometimes we're looking for experience. And it's okay that there isn't. So we're going to do a little movement thing since we've been sitting for so long. And let's break into three groups of four people. You can sit on the floor, you can sit in chairs, however you want to do it. This is going to be a movement exercise. It's going to be a mindful movement exercise. You can even stand up if you want. Yeah, you can either group the chairs, or if you want to stand, you can stand. Props for this.